This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
What is going on
Hello.
In the world? You had a shitty weekend, Dave. You were really sick.
Just sick, man.
So what sickness do we have now?
So I've got a really sore kind of throat.
Yeah.
But it's also like, do you know when you're sick and you feel like you're just gaining body parts and just so that you can then feel be like, that this is also sore and I didn't even know this existed. So it's kind of like the throat keeps going up towards the middle of my head, because right in there, like in the middle of my head, if you imagine like a circle, like a sphere, right in the middle of that sphere, that's where it hurts. I'm like, what even is that?
Somewhere between the back of your head and your nose. In there.
It's so weird.
Never
it's
heard
so sore. And my ear is throbbing as well. But to be honest, as sicknesses go, like, it's fine. It's doable once I have the drugs in me.
What do you take?
I don't have anything at the moment because I haven't eaten. So I haven't actually been able to take anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't put the left part of my headphone on my ear because
it hurts.
It'd be throbbing.
You're banging.
But I'm not giving out, right? I'm fine. I'm not a bother on me.
Take your little throat spray there.
I know, it's nice, isn't it?
So we're going to wrap it up here. Dave, you go to bed because I'd like you to be here tomorrow.
I will try my absolute best. But as I said, that'd be a miracle.
1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on? Lads, if you, for some reason, for some ungodly reason, this is your alarm, turn us off, go back to bed. That is a grim, grim day.
It's the worst morning I've woken up to in a long time weather-wise. Although, if you do have the opportunity to work from home today or whatever, staying and lying in bed listening to that rain is unbelievable.
I don't understand people who don't like listening to the rain when asleep. Like, they're like, oh, it's keeping me up. I'm like, just enjoy it.
Yeah, but that, you know what was nice about the rain this morning? It was consistent. It was a consistent heavy flow
I love a heavy flow. Yeah, I do. Yeah. But
it was less wind, more pour.
I was talking to my friend who works in the car park that we park in, and he said you should see the roof. I said, what is it like, a swimming pool? He's like, I've worked here 30 years, it's like a river. I've never seen anything like it up there,
because I didn't realise it was like a proper warning. They were like, threat to life.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Whoa,
like, they should do a better job at advertising that.
Yeah,
also, I didn't listen to the radio once over the weekend, so maybe that was
why. Yeah. I saw that in someone else's Instagram story last night. I was like, oh crap, this rain is like a big deal tomorrow, everyone be careful. And I did see Alex Rowley, who just read the news there. He's a 19-year-old child or something.
I think he's much older now. He was just 19 when he started.
I don't know.
Like, he's 18 when he started. He's like 29 now.
He's always a child to me. And he's the one who wrote into the whole company's WhatsApp this morning saying, please be safe if you're getting behind the wheel this morning, guys, because
that's
there's a lot
reader.
Of rain on the
road. That's
roads.
Our newsreader.
The youngest person in the company, keeping us all in check. I know, but do mind
yourself. Yes, boss.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Recharged.
MK, Crystal and you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hiya.
As we mentioned, manky morning out there, and we want to send you to the sun.
Manky, that's a great word to describe it. It is a fantastic way to describe them today. Manky.
It is mank out there. Malta, Morocco or Mallorca, you could be heading to any of those places, all thanks to Spin's holiday hot pick.
None of those are manky.
No.
They begin with M.
But they're not manky.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how you can get involved very shortly, and I'm going to clear my throat and Callum's going to take over.
Yes, what a week it was. Jojo Siwa announced a tour, and she's coming to Dublin. Michael D announced that he's releasing an album in September of spoken word poetry, not rap tunes. And it was a corker, if you pardon the pun, in the hurling final yesterday. Sorry, Cork. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Yes.
Because we didn't have time to do it on Friday because everyone's talking too much at the minute.
Fair enough.
Fiona's been on the show for a good few months now, and I think she's getting a few bugbears around the office, especially because someone is pinching her mug and she hasn't been holding back.
And I have decided I am going to just keep it at my desk. My mug always goes missing here in this hellhole. It's always down on the third floor because those news talk beckers love a bit of Christmas joy.
Mm. She actually says she's on holiday, but we had to suspend her for a day because
she had hello.
Yeah, I was out on sick on Wednesday and Thursday last week, but it's safe to say that if I am ever off, I can call on Mr. David Hammond to cover for me.
A little bit more high pitch.
High pitch.
More like squeaky. Am I going to say?
Trying to emulate producer Callum's laughter.
I couldn't do it. The more instructions she gave me, the worse it got.
The second time, I think, was close enough.
Was it?
Yeah, when you start going high pitch, it was like, you're losing it a little bit. Poor Dave was having car problems last week, and Fiona gave Dave a very handy phrase to say when going back to the garage that surely won't get him laughed out of the place.
I would be marching into the NCT Centre with that now and saying, listen,
what can I say?
You rattled my box.
Brilliant.
They did rattle my box.
And finally, we all know that our Emma Nolan isn't the best at impressions.
Oh, dear.
And we can normally rely on her to pull out her Marge Simpson impression.
Woo!
But last week, I wasn't even here for this, and I listened back to that. I died inside. Things went horribly, horribly wrong.
Hey, homie! Hey, homie! Darling, hold my hand. Didn't mean to get you. Why is Marge English? And right now, homie, get £50 off.
I hate myself more and more every week. It's
You're
worse.
Very good, but that just
we love you more and more, especially when you do the accent.
That's very true. I have been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of last.
Excellent.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Always a nice start to the week.
It's always we're off to a good start. I've lost my voice apparently as soon as we've come on air. Number one hit music station, Spin 103.8. Not a very slimmery morning out there, but we hope you're good,
lads. It's a bad day to be from Cork. Bad day to be a Corkonian.
Sure is.
And I have a list of reasons why, just things that I've noticed over the last 24 hours. One, my father is from Cork, and he did not get a ticket. Actually, that's probably a good thing.
No harm from Don.
He was pretty sad. He was pretty upset that he didn't get a ticket. So that was that sucked. So sorry, Don. I couldn't use my pull as a person in the media to get you tickets. No one cares about me that much. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. All the trains were sold out from Dublin to Cork.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get back if you didn't already have a ticket.
Oh.
You couldn't get on the train. And they had a train like every 10, 15 minutes.
Sugar.
So it was all the trains up sold out, all the trains back to Cork.
Yeah.
Completely sold out. And I was like, that is an absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. Imagine having to come all the way from Cork and you can't get home. You know how much Cork people love Cork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't like being out of Cork at all.
It's also so far away. It's such a trek from Dublin to Cork. It's
a nightmare. Mm. Yeah. They lost to a county that calls himself the Premier County. Arguably the worst county. Tipperary. They lost really. It was quite embarrassing now, to be honest, in the second half.
I listened to the full match and all the preamble and all the aftermath on a long drive from Doolin in County Clare back to Dublin yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And honestly, you know the way sometimes, especially because I don't know all the players' names very well, at some points I was like, who are they talking about now? Mm-hmm. Have Cork genuinely not scored? Are we still talking about Tipperary again?
I think they scored two points in the second half.
Yeah. You know who else it's bad for?
Who?
As in yesterday, someone from Cork.
What?
A company from West Cork who paid for a huge sponsorship poster over one of the big bridges on the N7 to wish Cork the best of luck. It was one of the saddest things I ever saw.
That's not as bad as the fella. Nice. It's not as bad as the fella who got the tattoo of Cork Hurling Championships 2025 tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, that's
so to be fair, I'd much rather a good luck banner than a tattoo saying we're the champions when you clearly aren't. So yeah, not a great day. 2 points in the second half, really, really bad. Really, really bad news as well. Keane DeCrow was playing live at the Marquee yesterday.
Oh,
can you imagine getting home from Dublin and having to go and see Keane DeCrow sing his depressing songs? After you've just lost the All-Ireland final.
Grim.
That would be so grim. And I feel so bad for Keane because he was probably expecting it. Because like it was all the kind of All the fans thought all the hype was around Cork, wasn't it?
It
really was.
Tipper very much the underdog.
They really were.
Very little, but I know that much.
No, but like even RTE were just basically shouting about Cork.
But honestly, on the commentary, they were like, you know, John Milan was like, "This is the biggest shocker. No one saw this coming."
And more sad news for Corkonians. They were waking up in Dublin. The ones who couldn't get a train back yesterday, they were waking up in Dublin,
robbed blind from a hotel stay.
But I think they were trying to get like the first train back, because I've seen them while driving to work this morning all in their red ponchos, and I don't know if they were walking to Houston Station or whatever, but they were in a state of the rain.
Oh jeez.
And I don't know if one of them parked maybe in a dodgy area, but obviously he got his window smashed, right?
No.
And so what he did was he put the umbrella out the window and put it up and held it while he drove back to Cork.
No.
The only reason I know he's from Cork is because he had the Cork license plate. He had an umbrella out the driver window just holding it so the rain didn't get in.
Come here though, as someone who maybe follows this more than I do, what happened to them?
I don't know. Tipper just better. Second half, Tipper just came back absolutely flying. And I don't know, Cork, I suppose, probably a little bit kind of the bed, you know what I mean? Went into the first half just after scoring as well. They were like, it's definitely Cork's here.
Yeah. 6 points up at halftime I think it was.
It was not good.
Do you know, it's funny, last year, you know, I'm just back from the island trip, and last year we were on an island called Whiddy Island off the coast of West Cork, and they lost by a singular point.
Yeah, to Clare, wasn't it?
And we were there last year watching it. Would you rather go out and such a hammering or lose it by a point?
I'd probably lose it by a point.
Yeah, at least then
you gotta give it a good game.
Exactly. But to be, what was it? I can't remember.
It was 9-11 points or something like that. I don't know.
Jesus, what a palaver. Here is Lola Young now. This is Messy on Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to
Summer.
What Summer? It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona Morning.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Welcome on in to another round of That's Not My Name. This is the game on the show that, with absolutely no hints, no help, no clues, myself and Dave this morning will be doing our very best to guess your name. And it's well worth getting involved in this morning, because the prize...
The prize is ridiculous. The prize is something that I don't want to say because it's embarrassing. The prize is 46 times the cinema passes. I'm not joking.
Say it with your chest, Dave.
The prize is 46 IMC cinema passes.
Approximately a €460 voucher for the IMC cinema.
That is the most ridiculous prize ever. We're going to have to give these out in installments.
The reason for this is because we haven't had a winner on this in so long. Believe it or not, you listening, it's hard to guess someone's name with no hints or clues, you know?
Yeah, it is. What is it? 46, we give away 2 a week, right? 46 divided by, that's 23. That's 20, like, give or take a couple of weeks, that's basically 20 weeks we haven't.
This
shocking. Is ridiculous.
Yeah. This is how the game normally goes.
Player 3, is your name Grania?
No, that's not my name.
Oh, player 3.
Go on,
what's
player
your
3,
name?
Reveal yourself.
My name is Laura.
Laura. What are you doing coming on with a name like that, Laura?
I know, it's terrible.
As you can see, or as you heard, there's a huge amount of IMC cinema passes in the tank for this. We are desperate.
We don't want any mad names, all right? If you're coming on with a name like Alva or Bartholomew or Shanine, we don't want you, right? We want your Lauras, we want your Amys, we want your Megans. We want your Sarahs, we want your Darren's, and we want your Daras.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just sick of this. The pile is getting so high I nearly can't see Emma over it.
Listen, if you want to get involved, what you need to do is send a voice note to us, okay, saying my name is and your name. Drop that over to us in a WhatsApp voice note, please. Our number is 087-711-1038.
But Emma, if they send a voice note saying their name, will we not know their name then?
Well, you see, here's the problem. Here's the thing. Not the problem. This is the good thing. The way we vet this situation is the only person who's going to hear those voice notes is our producer Callum.
Hi producer Callum.
Can you swear that it's only you?
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. Now I promise that I am the only one that hears it.
Alright, so get in touch now with your voice notes, please. My name is and your name, and you could win 46 IMC cinema passes this morning.
The proof that he's the only one that hears the voice notes is 46 IMC cinema passes.
Exactly. Listening, you're going to hear the voice notes people have been sending through on 087-711-1038. We will not. So headphones off in
headphones
the room.
Off.
Morning, Twin. My name is Stacey.
Player one, we'll have some fun.
Woo. Hello, player one. What's going on? How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Are you stuck out in the rain?
Yeah, on the way to work.
No, okay. Not good. All right.
All right, player one. Is your name Sarah?
No, that's not my name.
That's not your name. All right. Is your name, player one, Niamh?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player one, is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
Oh, okay. Go on. Tell us, what's your name?
My name is Stacey.
Stacey.
Cool name.
Exactly the kind
of
person.
Not you want to get it because it's in the song.
Because it's in the song.
Stacey's
the song at the start.
Oh, I thought you meant like Stacey's mom has got it going on or whatever. And I was like, why the hell would I be thinking about that? Of course, yeah. Oh, I never would have got that. I never even guessed Stacey. They call me Stacey.
They call me something.
But that's not
they
your
call
name.
Me Jane.
Stacey, great name. Sorry we didn't guess it. Have a fantastic day.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Good luck.
Bye. Okay, there's still hope. One of three. Let's do this. Headphones off again.
Layer
in
two.
The room.
Hi, my name is Chloe.
Player two, let's talk to you.
What's going on, player two?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. All right, we're going to guess your name with absolutely no hints or clues. Here we go. Watch this. This is going to be absolutely magic. Mm-hmm. Is your name Fiona?
No.
Okay, that's not your name.
Player two, is your name Maeve?
My name is Chloe.
Oh, you came straight in there, girl.
Straight in there without we had one more guess. But to be fair, I wasn't going to guess Chloe.
Yeah,
so that's absolutely fine. Chloe, have a fantastic day.
My name is Chloe. Okay, cool. Chloe,
bye, Chloe.
Bye. Talk to you later.
That would honestly make That's Not My Name a lot easier. Yeah. If people would just come on and just tell us their name after two guesses.
Easy.
I'm like, do you know what? Yeah, Grant, here's some cinema passes. Good luck.
Okay, for the final time this week, come on. Headphones on.
Headphones off.
My name is Sarah.
Player three, speak to me.
Hello, how are you, player three?
Hi, good. How are you?
You're good.
We know that you registered to play That's Not My Name, but Sarah. The producer column has hijacked the game by telling us her name because something has just landed on our lap.
We have pretty interesting for you, Sarah.
How would you like to go on a McDonald's side mission?
Ooh.
Oh, I like a McDonald's side mission.
Yeah,
okay.
I do as well. All right, well, this summer McDonald's is celebrating all of life's side missions, the pit stops, the laughs and the unforgettable moments in between. Watch out for McDonald's side missions with daily in-app offers that provide a fun detour from life's main mission. So nothing beats a McDonald's side mission. Your side mission prize this morning is a family pass for Emerald Park. However, to win it, you have to give us, Sarah, a five-word weather. In the most Spin 1038 way possible, please.
Okay. Five-word weather.
Explain what's going on out there this morning in five words.
There's no good drying out there.
That's six. Go again. Take out the dares.
There's no good drying out.
There's no good drying out. Do you know what? We're gonna actually replace Alex Rowley with you. Sarah, congratulations. You have won a family pass for Emerald Park. Oh, thanks to McDonald's.
I am delighted. Thank you so much.
This is a really interesting morning. We've never had a McDonald's.
Do you know what, though?
Go on.
I'm a half an hour early for work when I was driving in, right? And I'm like on the M50 having a great time, and it was only when you said if your name is Sarah, you know, give it a shout. So I was like, you know what, I will. And all I was saying was, what am I going to do with 46 cinema passes when I work in a cinema? Those passes
you
are
work in a
me.
Cinema
I work in a cinema, like, what am I going to do with 46 cinema passes?
That's brilliant,
Sarah. I'm obsessed.
Do you have little people in your life that would enjoy Emerald Park?
I have three kids. They didn't lose their mind.
You are laughing.
Maybe don't go today, but definitely when the weather's nice. Sarah, congratulations. Have a fantastic day.
Cheers on.
Thanks a million. You too. Bye, guys.
Good luck.
Bye. Just that's like that. Well, that's never happened during That's Not My Name.
I've never seen anything like that before. It was brilliant.
We needed a little bit of excitement during the game, didn't we?
We really did.
Something had to be won. So look, it just turns out again, this has just landed on our lap, that all across the week, McDonald's side missions will pop up on the show. If you're on the show chatting about anything, you could win some gorgeous family days out.
You could be entering for one thing. We ring you back and you just win something better. Just like what happened to Sarah. She thought she was going to win cinema passes, but she wouldn't have been able to use in the cinema because she works there. And so instead, we sent her to Emerald Park. That's what the show is all about. Get involved, man. Get involved. Save our number. It's 087-711-1038. You come on. You get involved in whatever crap we're doing. You could potentially win something class. Okay? I'll say it again. Get involved. I'm very sick and very tired.
Okay?
Just get involved, guys.
Fence and Boone out. Fence. Fully
Recharged. Recharged.
I'm going to tell you about my weekend on the Aran Islands. I'll do that later on. But
I'm excited.
First,
I've been buzzing to hear about this.
My dog, Seamus, came on the trip with us, which was lovely. And one thing I noticed about the island I was on was because there's so many horses and carts around doing like the main... That and bicycles are the two main ways people get around on the island. Seamus had a ball, obviously, like to be outside all day,
more or less, in traffic
every day, hanging out, having a ball. But naturally, across the weekend, he managed to roll in a significant amount of horse poo.
Oh, class!
So the drive.
Listen, he's on holidays. We all do it.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You got to just let loose, man.
Yeah.
On the way home on the drive yesterday, I actually was like, I feel like a teenager again because I used to constantly smell like horse poo when I was growing up because I was around horses all the time.
Always rolling.
I would always say it's the least smelling.
Is it?
Yeah.
Feces.
Yeah, of all the animal ones.
Okay.
It's not the worst, but it's a bit. It gets a bit pungent.
Are you just biased because you love horses?
Yeah. I don't love them enough that I love their crap. But yeah, it's pretty pungent after a few hours in the car. And he hasn't had a bath, I would say, in 2 or 3 months. So it was kind of game face. Grab the dog.
We had a collie and they like cleaned themselves. We never, ever, ever had to give Charlie a bath.
Did they ever have to go to the groomers or anything?
Oh, he went to the groomers, but like we'd never give him a bath. Or anything. You could go to the groomers once every like 6 months.
I know, with the smell off him. I was like, he can't go into the house.
Really?
He stunk, like absolutely stunk. It was probably gone into his skin. Like,
right, okay, fair
gross.
Enough.
Anyway, it did. He was actually, I thought he was going to absolutely hate it and cause like a nightmare in the bathroom. He was kind of grand, kind of loving it, and it kind of took two of us to try and get it done. But I have to say, when he was sitting there and the water was flowing down his face and you were massaging one ear and Jack was shampooing the other ear and then it was each paw and every leg, I was like, it honestly is really and truly a dog's life.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
He was... loving it.
No, honestly, like, he doesn't have to go to work.
No.
You know what I mean? He's never worried about, you know, P45. He's just, like, has to just relax and chill out. And
he lives rent-free in the place.
Yeah, rent-free and have his owners wash him every couple of weeks.
But I mean, like, you know the way, I don't know about if it's the same for you, if you like people touching your head, but like when you're in the barbers and you get that real relaxing head massage, there's nothing nicer than someone playing with my hair. And I was just so jealous of him yesterday that I was like, you were having the time of your life there now, pal. And then the drying after.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm too neurodivergent. I can't have people touching me. I'm too terrible as a dog.
Gave him a little...
spritz, did you?
Cologne after.
Look at you.
Smelling great this morning. Raven
Southside dogs, huh?
Exactly.
103.8. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we? Do you know what? It's a bit embarrassing.
What?
And I feel like I'm going to lose my job saying this.
Oh.
But there's something I don't own, and that is a radio. So I've been in the market for a radio. And let me tell you, radios are expensive.
Are they?
You should just get a telly.
Tell me this, what about an old smart speaker?
Well, you see, I don't want one of them. I want to be able to tune it in. I don't want to just be like,
you can't beat the OG.
Yeah, Martin, play spin. You know, I don't want that. I want to be just able to go ksh, spin, five word weather. That's what
How
I want.
How much is a classic radio these days?
You're talking like, I keep seeing them in, you know, the phone and vape shops. I swear, that's where I'm going for my high quality radios.
Right, yeah.
They're like 60 quid.
What?
I know, mad money.
No wonder.
I know, I'm honestly thinking.
People are moving over to the smart speakers.
I'm thinking
so
of robbing the one upstairs.
There's,
in the kitchen,
but there's just loads of radios on random people's desks that are never on. I would just take
one
of them.
Exactly, yeah, I think I will, to be honest.
No one knows about that.
But I was thinking that maybe I could get it expensed. Do you know what I mean? I could just
I think it's completely fair if you say, lads, I kind of need to do a bit of research and figure out how to work a radio.
But they'll just be like, okay, go online.
Yeah.
Have you got the Go Loud app?
Yeah.
Imagine submitting an expense from the phone and vape shop. I was like, why are you submitting?
Wait, 60 quid in the phone and vape shop
for a radio? No one would believe you.
Can we go radio shopping?
Only in the phone and vape shop.
Yes, okay, let's do that. Listen, If you have been listening to this for the last while and you haven't got involved, you are quickly running out of time. We want to sort you out and get you out of, as we mentioned, this hellhole.
You told me you were quitting. I was just getting a radio.
This is Spin's holiday hot pick, and we want to send you to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. If you win this, you would decide where you want to go. All you have to do is pick the location, and you don't have to think because the flights are in there, your checked baggage, your all-inclusive accommodation. That's all-inclusive is the two words there to really listen out for. You'd be sorted.
And four-star hotel. That's nice. Another nice three words.
Transfers I'm a big fan of as well. Mm-hmm. To and from the airport. And your travel insurance.
They're the two big words that I have.
Travel insurance.
Travel insurance.
Now, in order to win this unbelievable prize, you got to do some things, okay? So listen up. Here's your checklist. One, you got to WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick, okay? Simple as that. WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick. 087-711-1038 right now. That's our number. If you get a call anytime between now and 9 o'clock, you got to answer that phone call saying, Spin, I want to pick a holiday. It's as simple as that. If you do that, you will go in the draw to win this holiday. If you say, hey, I want to win a holiday, then you're gone. It has to be exactly those words. Spin, I want to pick a holiday. If you do that, you will be one of our qualifiers. We're playing across the day for the next few weeks, but we only have one chance for you to win today on our show.
Now, here's the thing. Callum, I was just trying to do sign language to him there to ask, is it the end of this week this wraps up?
Yes, so Friday is your last day to get qualified, and then we'll find out the winner next.
Ooh. I was like this to Callum.
You were trying to spell out letters with your hands. I'm not a mind.
So listen, as we said, it's your last few days to get involved. Yes. Get into that draw, win a holiday on us. Mallorca, Morocco or Malta, that would be your choice. WhatsApp us, as Dave said, that checklist. Number one, holiday hot pick. Get the call back. Spin, I want to pick a holiday. Not win a holiday, pick a holiday. We're going to make that call before 9 o'clock. So if we call you, please don't answer saying hello or anything else like that. Get yourself in to win and get a holiday on us this summer.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Do you know what you do when you're in your 30s? You say things like, I must tackle that garden this weekend. And that's exactly what me and the housemates did. The other day, I got an Amazon order that was definitely the most boring thing I've ever ordered.
Okay.
And it was garden gloves.
Oh, brill.
And my housemate Linda was home last weekend, and she was home for most of the week, and she came back up on Thursday, and I said, we need to tackle that garden. She said, right, I'll get some stuff from my house and I'll bring it down so we can tackle the garden.
She's from Galway. Rural Galway, so you know there'd be a few bits.
Absolutely.
A few ploughs.
Yeah. She has one of them Husqvarnas. You think she would have brought that? No. I still had to cut the grass. But no. So she said, I'll bring a few bits to do up the garden. Mm. The bits she brought. Shearers.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's it.
Okay.
She brought shears.
Big scissors.
Big giant scissors.
No sign of a hoe.
And so, Linda was there. So we had the shears, right? And nothing else, okay? And so I had like a pen knife.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my crappy garden gloves, right? But most of the trees around my garden, turns out, are holly and nettles, right? So things you kind of need, very thick garden gloves. These were like
puny.
Oh, terrible. Puny. Like absolutely pointless. So we did the garden with basically zero tools for the entirety of
Saturday. What kind of stuff did you feel you needed to take on? Was it weeds?
Basically everything. So the whole garden was kind of overgrown. It was looking bad. Usually the landlord does it, but he hasn't come by this summer. So we were like, right, we'll just have to do it. It looks an absolute state. He can't show up and us have the garden looking like this and be like, off you go there now, John. You know what I mean? He's a pretty old man, so we're not going to make him do the garden. So we said we'd do it. So we had the shearers, and Linda went around chopping the trees up and like making sure they looked all nice. Honestly, it looked like something from a gardening show because she managed to shape the trees in like such a way. It was fantastic.
Wow.
But then, so her job was doing the shearers. My job was to get rid of all the stuff that come off the trees.
Gotcha.
And all of the weeds and all of that kind of stuff. And Ben was taking all the little weeds out of in between like the cracks and the pavement. And all
so
that kind
adorable.
Of stuff. It was honestly, it was a full housemate family job.
Beautiful.
Right? But as I said, we'd no tools. So we had these garden gloves that you couldn't pick up the thorns or the holly in because they were too thick. So we had to like kind of gently push two brushes together to lift up and put it into the bin. We'd no garden bags, so we had to just use the one bin that we had, one compost bin, which is already half full.
So it was overflown.
Overflown. So
there's DIY and then there's Dave IY.
Oh my God, Dave IY is what it was. It was just so like makeshift garden tools. So we were pushing two brushes together, putting that in the bin, and then I found a footstool in the shed. So I'd put the footstool on the thing and I'd be jumping on the thing, trying to squeeze all the things down. We had a rake, but no, with no pole.
Ah.
Right? So just the rake bit. My back is in so much pain, lads. You've no idea. I don't know why John took our housemate took the pole from the rake, but he's like, Asha, they don't need the pole. They're young. I'll take that. So we just have the rake bit. I'm raking up leaves and weeds and doing that whole
thing. On your hands and knees, like?
On my hands and knees, raking the thing. Like, honestly, it was so, so grim. Nothing out, nothing to get the weeds out. Like no little tools or anything like that. No hose. Do you know what I mean? We had a scissors and we had a penknife.
Right,
and that's how we did the garden.
Do you have it before and after or anything?
We stupidly don't. I don't know why. And she said, and Linda only said that like midway through. She's like, we should have done it before and after. But no, now to be fair, we cannot stop looking at the garden.
Oh, I can imagine.
It started raining on Saturday. We're still like, we're still doing a barbecue. Yeah. Just so we can stay out here and have a look at the garden. And every time one of the housemates would walk down who didn't help, we'd be like, isn't that a lovely garden now? Aren't you so lucky you have us? And that's what spending a weekend in your 30s is like.
Fabulous, fabulous. Yeah. I was on the beach yesterday with my niece who a bucket or spade. I really want to dig a hole. Do you have anything in your handbag? She used my hairbrush and an umbrella. The hairbrush will never see that. And it's a bloody good one. Dig it away with the hairbrush. You got to do what you got to do. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. No travel. No one's hot. It's disgusting.
Although it is disgustingly hot.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's
in here, maybe.
It's sticky and it's rotten. And I never thought I'd say this, but I miss the cold.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's orange weather warning, lads. It's down for the day.
That fella's on the radio. He's always complaining. Yeah, I am. All right. Leave me alone.
You're in bad form today, Dave.
No.
Love a knife, are you?
Spins holiday hot pick.
We do want to get you out of this hellhole. Spins holiday hot pick. You could be heading off to the sunshine, Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. It is all your call. You just have to pick the location if you win. And then the flights are sorted, checked baggage, all-inclusive accommodation in a 4-star hotel, transfers to and from the airport and your travel insurance.
Yeah, you had to WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick. And if we ring you back, you got to answer it saying a very specific phrase. Do you remember the phrase? I hope you do, because if we ring you and you say something else or don't say it at all, then we can't give you. You can't enter you into this draw.
The draw happening really soon as well. End of the week vibes. So let's give this a lash and hope for the best.
Hello.
Oh, Niall, we needed you to answer the phone saying, Spin, I want to pick a holiday. Sorry, Niall.
Is he just gone?
He's just gone, yeah.
Right, okay.
Just hung up there, I think, yeah. See you, Niall. Good luck to you. All right, let's try this again. Come on.
Hello?
Ah, Paulie.
Paulie. Spin, I want to pick a holiday. That's what you wanted to say.
Sorry,
Paulie. Have a great day.
Bye. Niall just messaged in there saying, sorry, I hung up on you lads. I thought it was work. What do you mean I thought it was work?
Something you should always do. Hang up on work.
Work calling. Spin, I want to pick a holiday? What? Okay, Niall, not to worry. We won't hold it against you. Let's try this again. Come on.
Too late. You waited. Goodbye.
Ta-ra. I'm sorry. This is just palaver. When's this ending? I'm over it. People aren't getting it.
Well, come on. We have it this one. Come on.
Come on.
Okay, I want to take a holiday.
Well done, Katie.
Oh, Katie. Your line was terrible, but the line was perfect.
The line you said was spot on.
Katie, congratulations. Done. You are in that draw for Spin's holiday hot pick. Where would you be choosing? Would you be choosing Mallorca, Morocco or Malta?
Probably Mallorca.
Lovely. Have you been away yet this summer?
At the very start of summer, but nothing since that.
Yeah, it feels like a while ago now.
We wouldn't have judged you if you said last week. Honestly, don't worry about it. You deserve
get away from this weather.
You deserve as many holidays as possible, Katie. So you'd be off to Mallorca if you won this. Well, listen, the best of luck. We're rooting for you, and Mallorca will be there waiting for you if you win.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, hon. Well done. Best of luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Katie. Fair play. And if you missed out this morning, don't worry. Another chance to qualify with Michaela. She's got plenty of chances because she's on air all day long, really. Between 10 and 3. Steve Kay's in after that, giving you more chances to get in. And tonight, too, with Jamie and Faye.
It's kind of irresponsible of you if you don't get qualified for this. It seems like it'd be much, much your fault.
Yeah.
You know I mean? There is endless opportunities.
That's actually a very, very good point, Dave. I take something off my list this weekend, something I've always wanted to do, and that is to visit the Aran Islands.
I have never been. I've always wanted to go.
Oh, just amazing. We went to...
So stupid, sorry, to say that. Like, I've always wanted to go. It's only there.
I know. Do you know what I mean? Like, but anyone that I chatted to last week before I went, and any plans for the weekends? Like, a lot of people our age are the exact same. Say what you say. Oh, I've always wanted to go. I'm just never made it
happen. Just don't.
So Inishore is the island that we went to, which is the smallest one. And as we were all meeting, so essentially we do this island trip every year, some family, friends and I, and we try to cross off another Irish island. Just to say, we've pinpointed Inishbofin for next year.
Oh, I've heard of Inishbofin.
It's meant to be a great crack on Inishbofin.
That's my favourite named island.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a great name.
Pretty good, yeah. But as we were on our way on Friday, everyone was kind of leaving at the same time. Sorry, Thursday afternoon it was that everyone was kind of making shapes. I stayed in Listunvarna on Thursday night just to get ready to get the ferry on the Friday morning. We were all chatting in that while I was driving, Jack was chatting, my fella, with everyone else who was on the road, like my sister, who was a passenger, and my mom, who was a passenger, blah, blah, blah. And I had said to Jack, really to get you in the mood, I think we need to find some, like, you know, diddly eye music, not the typical, because we know all the Wolf Tones and all that kind of stuff. Is there anything else to really get us in the mood? And I came across Gold, which is a playlist on Spotify called Culshie Belters.
Oh.
Now, the picture on this playlist is a tractor.
I'm pretty sure. I can actually... I bet money that my housemates made this playlist.
Maybe so. It's filled with all the usuals, like stuff I mentioned that, you know, we've been through all the times. The Rubber Bandits,
Listoon,
the Dubliners, the Wolf Tones, etc. But there's some gems in there that I personally had never heard of before. And I think, Dave, screw this cool station. We should be going off and trying to kick off something, you know, with this genre in
okay.
mind, because it's fairly bloody lit.
Right.
I want to introduce you to a song that's now one of my favourites called De Sunday Game.
Okay.
Not The Sunday Game.
De.
De Sunday Game. It starts like this.
Stop.
Now, I know that you don't need to hear anymore because you're already hooked on the Culture Bangers playlist, but I will bring you through how we get to, how the Sunday Game theme tune gets mixed into this banger of
okay.
a song. Wait for it.
Ah, fantastic.
Da, 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 da.
That's
right?
Brilliant.
Isn't it just amazing?
I mean, a little bit pointless. The Sunday Game song is actually great in
as
itself.
It is, yeah.
The Sunday Game, though. Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. It continues. That's just more of the same, but I thought you should hear it twice. Now, Johnny Logan features heavily on this playlist.
Oh, yeah.
I'd forgot this song existed.
For the last time,
hold me now, don't cry. Don't see. How did you forget this existed? This is our existence.
Now. I suppose it is, in a way. As you can hear, the playlist kind of really brings you up and down. You go from Does Sunday Game to Johnny Logan. And then I've discovered a band called the Tumbling Paddies.
Oh,
and
yeah, I've heard
I
the Tumbling
am
Paddies.
In love with every single member.
Well, I try my best tonight. It's just the way I am.
Come on, Dave, play this spin.
This is deadly. I love it.
The way I am.
Look at the young fellas.
Yeah, yeah. And there's an older guy, I think, involved as well. We watched the music video. They're all in their lovely jeans.
Are they all called Paddy, or is it Paddy because they're Irish?
I don't know. Maybe Callum.
I'll find that out.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I think that's fantastic.
I think we're wasted here.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be honest with you.
Is there a station that plays this kind of music?
There should be.
We'll make our own.
I think we go off and...
We'll make our own pirate radio station.
Yeah, we should. There's also a song that I've never heard of called Androilin.
I know this one.
Because you live with the lads.
Yeah,
I've no doubt that you're somewhat aware of this. Androilin is a song that I really wanted to make sure I could convert before playing it on air in case it was rude. But no, it's not at all. It's a song that translates to the Wren. And it's by a guy called Sean Monaghan. And the lyrics go like this. A little story about my Wren. I gave her a drop of milk. When the cat struck her, she fell down from a height.
That sounds like the most Christy Moore song I've ever heard.
And that's what this song is. And
there was a wren, and I gave him some milk, and then he was fine.
And it sounds like this. You prep yourself for the chorus.
My love.
I'm actually not a fan of that one.
Dave, come on.
I like the one in the background. It's like, oh my love. Just in the back, if we could just focus in on the background, and that'd be great. It's fine, but it's not for me.
I listened to that playlist, I'm not going to lie to you, from leaving Dublin to when I arrived in Listunverna, which is 3 hours and 20 minutes in the car. I couldn't get enough of it. I was putting them on cue, I was going back to this, going, give me this one again. I was getting videos from my sister in the car. They were doing the same thing in their car.
I imagine
videos
like
going over and back.
Like a Top Gear with the walkie-talkies.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's where you need to be getting on your playlist, guys. The culty bangers. You'll find it with the tractor as the profile picture. Cross something off my list this weekend. I was just telling you I went to the Aran Islands. We do kind of an island trip every year. This is actually number 4, I think. Shirkin Island, Cape Clear Island, Whiddy Island, and then Inishore.
I love this tradition for you. Like, it's
great.
It's one of my favorite parts of the year when this comes around. Yeah. Emma and her family going to this island, because I just know some stuff's going to happen.
I'd highly recommend that you do it if you haven't already. Like, just go and pick an island and go, and then say every year let's take another one off. We've earmarked Inishbofin for summer 2026, and
fantastic.
I'm already excited about that. But some of the things, I suppose, because a big thing in my mind all like forever has been just like what the Aran Islands are really like to live there. I've always wanted to go. I never have. I've always said and hinted that I want, if I was ever to be proposed to, I would love that to happen on the Aran Islands.
Even though you'd never been?
Even though I'd never been. So with that in mind, I didn't get engaged this weekend.
It was just like a split second where I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. See, I don't look out for rings. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people are very good at that.
No, I just pretended to put my hands on my pocket there. No, absolutely not.
I was like, I'm sick, I can't scream today.
No, nothing like that. But some expectations versus reality when it comes to the Aran Islands. Number one, I did, and I know it's summertime, I did expect to see plenty of Aran jumpers knocking around.
Oh yeah?
You know? And I know,
and
it's warm. The only ones I saw were ones for sale for very expensive.
They're expensive enough, aren't they?
So
but I feel
expensive.
Like people make them there.
Yeah, like they last forever. They're such good quality.
I saw
and
a TikTok of an American kind of like friend group coming over, and there's this woman on the Aran Islands who literally just makes the Aran jumper for you there and then.
Isn't that amazing?
And I was like, I think she finishes them off there and then, because I think it would take years for the
thing
to be made.
Yeah, true. I expected a lot more trad. Right? Not much of an El Sessioun or a sing-song really at all.
Oh, that's disappointing.
The only person who entertained me by way of live music is a young boy who's from the island, who's 6 years old, and he's a very smart young boy because he has this miniature guitar, and with the most respect in the world, he doesn't have a note in his head, right?
Is this Barry Keoghan's character from The Banshees of Inisherin?
What this kid does, right, he's so smart, is when... So the ferries come in at different parts from the day and they're packed with tourists. He wanders down and sets up right as people are coming off the ferries.
Fair play to him.
He sings like this. It's the eye of the tiger. Like
he doesn't even have to
go up to under his mouth and go, I wonder what he's trying to sing now, right? He mumbles and does a few strums, makes a killing, goes off home for an hour, probably plays PlayStation, goes, there's another ferry due, and goes back down and goes, it's them. I am a tiger. I'm rivals and an unknown survivor. The lad's glass was full every time I saw him across the weekend.
That's
he is
excellent.
A young entrepreneur. He's brilliant.
Fair play. He's never
fan.
Had to work a day in his life.
Guelga, there was a lot of Guelga. And what was funny was I'd never really experienced it before when everyone around you who's a local person there, that's just how they're nattering all day.
Yeah.
There was like a big group of like family friends sitting beside us at one point over the weekend with kids and all, and everything that they out of their mouth was in Irish. I just thought that was really cool.
Very cool.
In the shops, they'll actually greet you in Irish. The other way a lot of Gaelic up there is like, they might not, like, I don't know. It didn't feel as prominent before in other Gaelic
okay,
areas
yeah.
that I've been to, even going into the shop or
and
whatever.
Here, what's the story with the shops? Is it like just local shops or do they have like centres and stuff? And I know I sound so ridiculous.
The shop I saw, it wasn't a centre. It was probably like a... It was one. It wasn't a spa either. It was one of them, though.
Right.
Like, as in, they had Lucasaid Sport. Like, you'd be fine. You would have managed. Like, you'd have been grand.
Very good.
And finally, guys, I didn't get a picture because it was only a flash. Four dolphins yesterday.
Class.
Put on an absolute epic show for about 6 seconds for us on the way back. We were all sitting on the back of the ferry and someone went, "What is..." Oh! And the whole... I actually thought the boat was going to topple over because everyone just ran to one side of the boat. It was whopper.
That's very cool.
Book yourself over to Inna Shore. Go and see that 6-year-old. I wonder if he has the strumming down for next year. The other one he kept doing on the guitar was the other one that goes, "Dum, dum, dum, dum."
Oh yeah, that's
dum,
still dum, Eye dum, of the Tiger.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, well that's all he had in his arsenal then. And he's a wealthy man this morning.
1038 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Guys, I finally did it. I present to you my reusable water bottle. Hey.
Oh, no, I'm not standing because she'll be using this for a week and a half and then it'll be back to the plastic bottles.
It's
no.
So true. I feel like we've had that exact moment three times.
I'm not encouraging her anymore. I'm not an enabler.
Listen, she's trying. That's all. I'll give her that.
Look, plastic trying. Bottles are a thing of the past now. And you know why as well? Bloody cost to them.
Yeah, you were saying.
Because you're paying the deposit return scheme and they're not getting your money back.
Right. Well, I've gone for a sleek black bottle. It's 1.2 litres.
Give us a little ASMR there in the mic.
Okay, yeah, no problem. This is me opening the sucky bit. There's no audio.
It's absolutely silent. It's a silent bottle.
There's absolutely...
I have never been more relaxed in my life.
Not... Okay,
here's me opening my phone. It's on silent.
Here's me closing the sucky bit. Here's me taking a drink out of the sucky bit.
When someone says ASMR, what they mean is this.
Oh, sorry.
Not opening the silent lid.
You took long enough to tell me that. Yeah, it's lovely.
It's gorgeous. Lovely. Oh, I'm so relaxed.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Now, you know when we have a story and we find another story that's very similar to that first story?
Mm.
What we do is we go, what if we absolutely scrape the bottom of the barrel and find another story that's slightly similar to the first two stories?
And
so in that way we could call it a corner of stories.
Wow.
But that's exactly what I've done.
Yeah, I know it's stupid.
I welcome you to Animal Tourist Attractions. There we go. It was too long. I couldn't do it within the gap.
You came in a little bit early, but look, it's fine.
I had to do it because I couldn't get it within the gap. Animal Tourist Attraction Corner.
Okay, lovely. Let's do this.
Residents of Northampton, England have captured video of an unusual new neighbour causing a stir in the area. It's a bright green pigeon.
Oh dear.
Okay, the pigeon's unusual hue has led to numerous videos of the bird going very viral on TikTok. Bet you hasn't made a cent. Locals said that people have been flocking to the area.
Hey.
To the air to catch a glimpse of the pigeon. One guy said, this is a resident talking, right? One guy said he came from North London and I've heard many travel long distances to see it, which is a bit bonkers as Northampton isn't really known for loads of tourists. So to have a pigeon as a tourist attraction is quite funny, really.
They're going to hold on to that, make it their fungi, lads, and long may it last for Northampton.
Do you know what's actually kind of sad? Because I think someone used it for like a one of them gender reveals. And like dyed it, and that's why it's green.
What gender's green?
No, but it's like it's ran
it's
out.
Remnants.
It's like.
How dare someone dye a bird?
It was obviously blue, and it got rained on.
Oh, and that's awful!
It's so bad. So, with that being said, please rate story one of Corner. of
I like
animal
the London accent. I'm going to give that a 7.5.
Okay, very good. We move on to animal tourist attraction corner story number 2. Greece, a beautiful country full of things for people to do. Some travel for history, some travel for heat, some travel for adventure, but real ones, they make the pilgrimage to Chonkos Maximus.
Okay.
Yeah, Chonkos Maximus, located in Crete, and it is slowly gaining popularity and virality. It's rated 5 stars with over 200 reviews on Google Maps, and I know you're saying, David, what is it?
What is Chonkos
Maximus? Is it a fantastic old, you know, remnants of a building?
Yeah.
It's a very fat cat who lies on the side of the road.
Aww,
and people travel from far and wide to go up and see Chonkos Maximus. Chonkos being chunks, and Maximus being very large.
Massive chunks.
He is a very fat cat.
Big fan.
Lies on the side of the road and people flock to him.
You see, the problem is they're all probably feeding chunks and he's just getting bigger and bigger and eventually he'll probably combust. So maybe don't feel Maximus.
Please rate animal tourist attraction story number 2.
Solid 11.
That was good, wasn't it?
Is he cute?
He is very cute.
Is he?
But also a little bit dirty, and I would go, but I'd stay far away.
Okay.
I'd throw him fish.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And finally, we go to this one. New tourist thing to do in New York. I know you've been to New York recently, and unfortunately, this is very new, so you didn't get a chance to do this. A woman named Suzanne Riesman is a self-proclaimed rat whisperer, and she leads a 2-hour walking tour through Manhattan's most rat-infested areas called Garbage and Rats in New York City.
Fabulous.
The tour costs $40 and sells out all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She participants learn about the history of sanitation in the city, the behaviour and biology of rats, and how urban waste practices have allowed them to thrive.
I say everyone knows a few rats on that tour.
Well, but like when I was in New York only like a couple of months ago, they were insanely big, the rats. Mm. Like it was so me and Pippa went and we got like that burger chain, I don't know what it's called, but it's a very, very nice burger in the park, and she was standing on a park bench eating it because she refused
so paranoid
to sit on the ground.
I get it. They're everywhere.
Huge.
Isn't it there in New York that they were talking about putting the rats on what's it called?
The birth pills.
Birth control.
Yeah, birth control. Yeah,
to try and stop
them
breeding so excessively.
I just thought that was a really good idea.
It is a really good idea.
We can have it for rats, but we can't have it for men. Isn't that right?
Isn't that an absolute joke?
Can we make a pigeon a tourist
Shake
attraction?
Shake Shack, sorry.
There you go. That was the burger place. Can we make a pigeon a tourist attraction in Dublin? Do you remember on my Instagram stories, if you don't follow me, at Callum Farmer, the Dame Street Mohawk pigeon.
Oh my God, yes.
It was a pigeon with a mohawk.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I haven't seen it since.
I think what you should do with that pigeon now, just follow through, put that in Spin's Instagram, that pigeon, and I'd like a rating on that pigeon out of 10.
Yeah. But,
I'd like to know what people think.
New York did a bit dangerous, they went with the rats and they can do a tour. So I think we should do a tour of like all the seagull areas.
Oh God.
They're dangerous.
That's true.
We go straight out to Dalkey and you have to like get a fish and chips and walk straight down the beach with the fish and chips, see what happens.
And everyone should wear one of those little silly hats.
We all should live life on the wild side.
I hope you enjoyed
my 3-corner.
Dave, that was fantastic. As always, top class work out of you today,
sir. Thank you.
Official Spin 103.8, the Mohawk pigeon will be up there momentarily.
Recharged.
Obviously, I was away on Friday when this big news broke that has just completely taken over the internet all weekend. The show that Coldplay did, I'm sure you're aware of it, they were in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and they do this Kiss Cam where they go around the stadium. They weren't doing that now in 2017 when I last saw them. It's very American football-esque or basketball-esque to do that kind of Kiss Cam thing, isn't it?
They did it in Croke Park, but it wasn't really a Kiss Cam. It's more like Chris Martin just kind of talks to you, or he might sing a song.
Where are you from?
Or something like that, yeah.
Well, there was a pair of people who were getting off with each other that shouldn't have been getting off with each other. A guy called Andy Byron, who is the CEO of a massive company called Astronomer. He's a married man, and what's it called again when you HR? Yeah.
Yeah, his head of HR.
His head of HR, Kristen Cabot. I think she's a single lady.
No, she's married as well.
No, I don't think so. Never
really?
What I saw this morning. No, I don't think so.
I saw she was married. Oh, this is interesting.
Anyway, I could be wrong on that just from what I saw this morning. But basically, they were caught on camera having a little cuddle, and it turns out that they shouldn't have been hanging out with each other.
Everyone's
all
on everyone's Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere you look all week. And I've loved it.
Closed over the week. I'd say they've kept curtains closed. Closed over the weekend. Just an update on that. Obviously, Coldplay got back on stage in the days that followed.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Martin, I suppose, had to address it in some way. And the Kiss Cam continued and it stopped on another couple. And here's what he said about this.
Okay, now listen. Are you two a couple? Are you two a legitimate couple? Do you understand English? ¿Hablas español? Okay, I'm just going to risk it.
Now, there's been loads of rumours on the back of this over the weekend. These are all like debunked and not true. What circulated first was a fake apology letter from your man, Andy Byron, apologising for poor judgement and admitting to having an affair. There was a claim that Coldplay have banned kiss cams. Not true, but these memes and tweets were claiming this. And there also was this claim that Coldplay will now set up an area of the stadium where kiss cams definitely won't be. There was a rumour that this girl, Christian Cabot, was fired. That's not the case. He, I think, has been made redundant.
But no, he stepped down. Yeah, he's the CEO. So he was just like, do you know what, I'm going to bow out. Because I think it's his company. And he was probably just like, do you know what, this company is getting way too much heat for something I did. But I'd say the board were probably like, all right, you need to go.
Well, of course. Yeah, it's your HR person as well. It's all just a little bit.
Very bad.
But there's now a game as well called Coldplay Canoodlers. Where
like some people, like, they see something that's happening and then they just ruin it. Yeah. Like this, I hate this.
Took it a little bit too far maybe. But in this game, there's like this whole big stadium. And when you identify the couple, Chris Martin is like the sound effect for success.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this.
Very good.
It's just so not on brand for Coldplay either.
I just like everywhere I've seen it's very off brand for Coldplay. Yeah. They're all about love and that kind of stuff, and I feel like they'd hate this.
I'd imagine like they're like, what do you do when you have like such a hugely viral moment? How do you address it for the rest of the tour?
It's the most viral thing I've seen in a long time. Like this is huge, and everywhere you look, it's just there's just memes about it, and it's kind of just getting old now. And you know what? It's going to be really old when it's in a Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be like next season Simpsons and I'll be like, oh, let it go.
Do you know what? They probably predicted it as well.
Yeah, fair.
They probably predicted it was going to happen at some point in 2025. But I'm sure, yeah, it'll all kind of move on from here. But yeah, he's now going around. Another thing he said another night, I couldn't find a clip of it, was before he did the kiss cam, he went, just giving you a warning if anyone's put some makeup on.
Yeah, very good.
If you need to disguise yourself or whatever the case may be. But look, I don't think we'll hear much more about that.
I hope not.
The gossip papers will love it, of course.
Get ready. Spin 103's golden tickets.
Hey, yeah. You know the deal. We want to send you on your holidays to Pierre and Vacances Village in Fuerteventura. Big ups
just
again.
Doesn't sound right, even though it is.
I know.
Right.
Big ups to Fiona Frawley, our co-presenter, who's off today. Her mother, Margaret, who said, hilarious that you're pronouncing it vacances. Well, you could have messaged in, Margaret.
Yeah.
You could have told us at any time. We were making a hames of it. Anyway, we want to send you away. All the thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And Liam is on to take this office this morning. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Have you been out in the elements already today?
Yes, I have.
Are you a drowned rat?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. What's the plan for the day, Liam?
Well, I'm in work, so.
What do you do?
Just work. I just work in a shop in Trinity.
You don't just.
No.
Oh, in Trinity. Ooh.
Interesting.
Nice.
You don't just work in a shop, Liam. You work in a shop. What kind of a shop is it in Trinity?
Yeah, just a small, like, news agent type
nice
shop.
Nice one. Perfect.
Yeah.
Do they all have plenty of money, I'd say, to come in and spend well in there, do they?
All right, Liam, let's see if we can get you on holiday, shall we? When were you last away?
Am I only back there from Paris yesterday?
Very nice. All right, well, that sounds like a city break. Let's see if we can get you on a very nice relaxing holiday to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Liam?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
It is. Do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Liam, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Liam, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, my man.
Perfect, yeah.
Where are you from, Liam?
Ringsend.
Liam in Ringsend in Dublin 4, I want to say, is it?
Yeah.
Very nice that I got that right. Liam, here we go. Liam from Ringsend, the best
good
luck. 25 seconds on the clock.
Thank you.
And song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
That's the clock.
Well done, Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. Did you know that from listening? That's the song that
you're
holding on to? Okay,
very good.
Okay.
All right, so you got that in about 2.5 seconds. We got 22.6 seconds, which is basically 23 seconds left on the clock. Let's go for song two, and I think it's just as doable. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish.
Start the clock.
Good man, Liam.
In, no messing.
Class, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, song two, in the bag.
With 20.5 seconds left on the clock.
And a swap.
And a swap remaining. This is a good game. Here we go, Liam. Song 3 playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Dance the Night, Dua Lipa.
Start the clock. Hell yeah.
Now, this is the point where I get too excited. Let's just keep it all normal for now. It's Dua Lipa and Dance the Night. Song 3, bag, Liam.
Nothing more normal than that sound.
Yeah.
All right, so we are on to song 4. This is your last chance to use that swap if you want to, with 16.7 seconds left on the clock. That's over 8 seconds per song. This is doable, Liam. This could be going on a day that Fiona isn't even here. Let's go for song 4, Liam. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
MK.
Stop the clock. Yes.
Okay, I can't say comment more. I had to stand up and shake my legs around and move a little bit.
I can feel those heartbeats.
Wow.
All right, Liam, fantastic player so far, and you have got the most amount of seconds that anybody has ever had on song 5. This is ridiculous. It's 11.4 seconds for one song. One song stands between you and this trip to Fuerteventura.
Liam,
here we go.
Come on, man.
11.4 seconds on the clock. And song 5 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
If you take me out tonight, I know you can change my mind.
Liam?
No idea.
No, you're joking. 3, 2, 1.
No idea.
Oh my God, Liam.
I thought we had it. Liam.
Do you know what? I thought the intro of that song sounded different. It's that song that goes ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
By Mabel, Jax Jones and Rich the Kid.
Oh my God.
Sick.
Liam, you are without a doubt one of the best players we've ever had. I'm so raging for you.
Oh man, I'm so sorry. Oh, so disappointing. Liam, I'm so sorry.
Liam, I hope you have an okay day after that.
Oh, I will. I'll take one of the fastest.
Yeah, you are. You are honestly one of the best players we've ever seen. Liam, have a fantastic day. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Good luck, Liam.
Bye.
Oh. Sick.
That was awful.
Well, look, busy day for Callum. He's to replace 5 new songs now.
Song 1, stay song 1.
Yes. Yeah. You'd pick another song 5.
He didn't even use the swap.
Didn't even need the swap.
That was incredible. Wow. What a player. What a guy. If you are going to Trinity today, you go to that shop and you buy something.
I know, you tip him. You tip him.
Buy Liam something from his shop.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to play tomorrow, you see how doable that. So close. If he was a Mabel fan, he would have got it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he loves Jax Jones, he would have got it. It's golden in a WhatsApp to get yourself entered to play tomorrow and take this goddamn holiday.
And I know, I'm waiting for the text to start coming in. Ah, lads, just give it to him. No.
We've waited this long now. We'll get a legitimate game out of it, please. Yeah, totally. A legitimate win, maybe. That'll be tomorrow.
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Hi, how are you doing? This is the part of the show where I get to just... it's the most important part of the show. Okay, right. It's where I get to just talk about anything I want. Thank you. Okay, how are you doing? Fiona's off. I'm going to do it.
That was really good, by the way.
That's okay.
Just apologise for existing, and then I really feel like...
I am just so sorry for existing. I want to talk about a certain airline who... there was rumours that they were getting commission every time that the certain airline would tell you that your bag was too big.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to put it in the thing, and they would go, no, it's too big. That'll be €80, please.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a rumour that they were getting commission if they found a bag... that was too big.
So someone wants to save up for their own holiday and they do every single person in the queue that one random day.
The rumour is true.
Wow.
It has been confirmed by...
Said airline.
And the owner, right?
Can they be mentioned? No.
I don't know, so that's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Guess how much the commission is.
Per bag?
Per if they find a bag that's too big.
Per person? Oh, I don't know.
How much goes to the person?
So say, for example, they charge you 40, 50, 60 quid. I can't remember what the fee is. They probably get 10% of that, so 6 quid per bag?
€1.50. Why are they doing it? Just give them 3 quid and they've doubled their money. go up, go into the line and go, here, listen, there's a fiver. There's a fiver. And they go, Grant, that's more than I was going to get.
Mate.
If they get €1.50 for every bag that they say, no, that's too big, you have to pay 80 quid.
I'd literally go, darling, I will Revolut you. Send me your link. I'll Revolut you here and now. Let me on.
The company are getting 78.50 and you're getting 150.
That just makes them seem even more miserable.
Isn't that insane?
Come here and show me your bag. Leave me alone. I'll give you 3 quid.
I'll give you €2.